Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market has pulled back a little bit in early trade on Friday. As we move into the early part of the afternoon, we've got the ASX 200 down by about 1%. So there was some reasonable momentum behind the sell-off that we saw initially, and volume for that matter. And at its lows, the ASX 200 was down by about 1.5%. So it has shown some resilience, given the fact that there is quite a solid improvement that the markets are looking forward to in terms of the weekly performance. At the moment, in week-to-date terms, the market's up by just under 5.5%. In month-to-date terms, the ASX 200 is up by a little over 7%, building nicely on the 8% improvement that we saw a month earlier. So the main reason that we're seeing the cautious approach to trade today is the fact that the banks are weighing on the market the most. The banking index has risen very substantially over the course of this week. It's up by about 11%. Over the course of the month, it's up by about 5%. So that is where the weakness is coming from today, by and large. The NAB and Westpac groups are down in the order of around 5%. Macquarie group's down by about 2%. But the motivation for the selling is equally worth investigating. And there's a bit of a disquiet, I suppose you would call it, ahead of the weekend, given that it is anticipated that the US administration will hold a press conference on Friday US time, where it is expected that they will announce their response to the latest initiatives from China, where the People's National Congress approved overnight the passage of legislation that will see mainland security measures applied to Hong Kong. So this has got a number of ramifications in terms of the way that the US now sees Hong Kong, and there is some trepidation about how Donald Trump will respond, because he has said that they would respond with significant measures. So that's essentially what is seeing the motivation for the selling at the moment. Gold stocks, amidst that type of conversation, are flourishing on Friday, so they are amongst the most improved today. St Barbara Limited, for example, is up in the order of around 4%. Northern Star up in the neighbourhood of about 7%. Elsewhere, we are seeing telecoms or the telecommunications stocks doing quite well in this more defensive environment, and technology stocks are also doing a deal better. So on that front, today, Appen has reaffirmed their full year guidance. They have spoken about their margins being under pressure because of the level of investment that they intend to deploy into the business. So, but the fact that they have reaffirmed their full year guidance has been encouraging. The stock is only modestly higher in early trade, up by around 0.1%. Kogan is a stock that stands out today for its 7% improvement against the trend and in the absence of any news. And over the course of the week, that stock is up by the most part of 20%. So this is an example of an organization that has executed well in the COVID-19 crisis, and also being in the right space in terms of being able to deliver their service digitally. That has made investors gravitate towards that stock today. Another organization that has had a favorable update has been the shipbuilder Austal. They have highlighted that their pre-tax earnings, EBIT before interest and tax, for the full year will be in the order of at least $125 million. So this is a substantial upgrade from their previous estimate of around $110 million. The stock was up substantially in early trade, up by more than 10%. It's pulled back a little bit as we move into the early part of the afternoon. It's only up by about 5% at the moment. So the Aussie dollar, worth pointing out that this, in this environment, when the news is tending towards the negative from a geopolitical perspective, you will see the US dollar rally. When things improve, it falls away. So that is going to be the arbiter of what happens with the Aussie dollar, which is actually holding to where it was largely earlier this morning. So it's trading around 66.4 US cents.